While much of America was watching the second presidential debate last night, about 2,000 people were doing something very different. They had gotten a rare and prized ticket to the only appearance of J.K. Rowling in the United States as she promotes her new book for adults, The Casual Vacancy. NPR's Margot Adler was there.
It was one of the happiest groups of people I have ever seen in New York City, double the number originally planned. They had to change theaters. For some $40, you got a ticket to the Lincoln Center event, and you got a copy of the book, which she would later sign for you under very rigorous rules. 2 hours before the event, P.J. Clark's, a noted before theater restaurant across the street, was filled with fans of Rowling and Harry Potter. There were tables of 10 and 12 scattered about, reunions of people from all over the states.
The two most significant things I've done since college have been being in romantic relationships for the first time and reading Harry Potter.
Andrew Slack is in his 30s, and he runs the Harry Potter Alliance that does activism out of Harry Potter. They sent 5 cargo planes to Haiti, he says, founded libraries in parts of the world. Harry Potter not only shaped his life, it shaped his career.
Now I do Harry Potter for a living. So yes, it's been my full-time job since 2007.
The people at this table were from Boston, Washington, D.C., Arkansas, and Ohio. I asked Melissa Lawson, a high school librarian from Chillicothe, Ohio, if she liked The Casual Vacancy.
It was so different from anything that she'd written before, but it was so interesting to see her voice applied to a very different style of narrative, see the same social issues that you can pick out in Harry Potter, slated to an adult audience. I loved it.
So I'm going to guess that this is a bunch of J.K. Rowling Harry Potter fans, if I ever saw any.
Yeah. Outside the theater, other groups of friends gathered. Rosie Diaz from Florida said she hadn't traveled the farthest.
There's a girl from Paris, yeah.
Wait. You came from Paris?
Yeah.
To come here?
Yeah.
Margot Herrera is from Florida, actually. She's studying in Paris and flew in for this. She also loves the new book, but Harry Potter is what brought her here.
They remind me of my childhood the way music reminds you of things when you're younger. The reason we cling to these books isn't because they were fun and we grew up with them. We cling to them because of deeper themes, because of friendship and because of loyalty and because of human connections.
Inside, when Rowling was introduced, the applause was long and thunderous. The event was not for the press, and they wouldn't allow recording of the interview. Rowling was interviewed by writer Ann Patchett. Patchett now runs an independent bookstore and told Rowling, "You have done more for reading than anyone else in my life." The themes she asked about were totally adult: structure, the difficulty of portraying villains, and both agreed that it would be inappropriate for someone under 14 or 15 to read The Casual Vacancy. Funniest line, Rowling said the difference between her book and 50 Shades of Grey, people have sex in this book, but nobody really enjoys it. After the event, row by row, the audience went to get their copies autographed. The huge line resembled airport security. You even had to hold your ticket out. But no one was peevish. There were smiles and laughter everywhere. As people left the theater, Melissa Anelli, who runs the Harry Potter fan site, The Leaky Cauldron, said, notice something.
Nobody's asking her about Dumbledore or Ron, or, you know, they wanted to know about writing for grown-ups. They wanted to know about the differences in theme, and it's just, that's nice.
This is the generation that grew up with Harry Potter, she says. Now they're adults, and they're ready to take the next step, along with her. Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.